The death of a parent, can be very traumatic. And if you think of the fact that with such debt in South Africa, many people leave or pass away with debt. Does the family then have to pay off the debt that is left by the deceased parent? Or does their debt get written off if they've passed on? And so you are joined by Rian Verbeek, who is the CFO at Momentum Consult, to talk to you about this. Consider that in South Africa, almost half the population is in some form of debt. It's a 2017-2018 annual report. The National Credit Regulator revealed that there are currently close to 25 million indebted consumers in South Africa. Think about that for a second. 25 million indebted consumers. Rian, this does really paint a bad picture for our country. Or does it?
Abongile, it's not a great picture. Around 40% of that 25 million indebted are behind on their loan payments, which is an even bleaker picture to paint.
All right. But talking to that, so we know that just over 25 million are in debt, and we understand that, you know, people do pass away. So what happens then when a parent passes away? Does it become a child responsibility to pay up the debt? What's the process?
There are two options or two scenarios, Avangile. In the first case, where the parent has no assets and the children did not co-sign for the debt, then the debt will form part of the estate and it will probably end up being an insolvent estate. And in the case where the children co-signed or signed guarantee for the debt, unfortunately, the creditors will come after the children to pay off those outstanding amounts. In the second case, where there are assets in the estate, the children will not be held liable for it until all those debts are paid off, presumably that they did not sign a guarantee for that debt and there's enough assets to settle it. And then if there is not enough assets, obviously it will still be an insolvent estate. But in those cases, there won't be much left behind for the children to inherit.
And if we talk about the deceased's life policy, what happens if the deceased has a life policy?
Again, there's two scenarios. In the first case, where the beneficiaries are nominated as the children, those proceeds will not go through the deceased's estate and go directly to the beneficiaries. If the beneficiary of that life policy is the estate itself, then it will go to the estate and it will use to settle the liabilities of that estate.
All right, 10 minutes now before we get to 5 o'clock. A very good morning to you. We are having a conversation with Rian Verbeek, who is the CFO at Momentum Consult, talking to us about the death of a parent that can be very, very traumatic. But that being said, sometimes it happens that those parents that are passing away, they leave behind debt. So who gets to handle the debt? Is there some sort of way that debt is settled, or does it have to stay behind and have to be sorted by the children? 011-883-0702, that's a number you can dial. Would love to hear from you. Have you gone through a similar experience where perhaps you had to take care of your past parents' debt? 021-446-0567. Maybe you had some experience with regards to this. Maybe you work in the industry and you have some insights in this. Would love to find out from you. Now, Rian, we understand that these things do happen. So then, what measures should people put in place to avoid financial issues after they've passed on?
Abongile, the best advice that I can give to someone is to go and see a financial planner, put a proper financial plan in place, get the appropriate life cover that will sort out your liabilities. And also as a parent, I think we all want to leave a legacy for our children. So put enough cover in place so that there's something left to your kids after you've passed on, so that you don't leave them burdened or with no inheritance. And then the second part of that is to put a proper will in place, proper last will and testament, so that the assets are handled in the right manner and that the kids are also taken care of from a looking after by someone else if the parents were to pass away, especially if they're minors.
And if we talk about that, it's one thing to say that, you know, you must have a will and you must have all these things in place. I think for many South Africans is the big question is always how, where do I go? And is it okay to ask for help?
It's absolutely okay to ask for help. The last thing you want to do is regret it afterwards for not doing something about it. And the best place to start is to find a financial planner, someone who you can trust, and entrust with your financial affairs and with your parents' financial affairs. Have the discussion with your parents. Have the discussion with your kids if you are the parent, and craft a proper plan before the death occurs.
8 minutes out before we get to 5 o'clock, 072-567-1567. That's the SMS line. Would love to hear from you. Perhaps you have a question for Rian. Feel free to be part of the conversation. Victor in Randburg, do you want to join the conversation? Good morning.
Good morning. Yes, thank you for taking the call. I just want to understand, according to my knowledge, is that the credit law actually requires that any debt must have a self covering policy. Let's take myself. I have a life policy which covers my own bone. I've got a life policy which covers my car's debt. And then we have recently a parent who died in the family, and the life policies clear all the debt. And I understand the credit law is that it's a law. So there shouldn't be any debt to any person after the death of the person.
Rian, you care to take that?
Yeah, sure. Thanks for your question, Victor. As far as I know, it's not a requirement by law that the life policies are taken out to cover the debt. It's more prudence from the credit provider side. And there's a lot of cases where you do have unsecured debt, like clothing account, those types of debts. In a lot of cases, people don't have life cover to settle those debts. It's always optional for you to take it out, but it might still be a condition by the credit provider that you do take out life cover if you still want to get that credit.
Victor, I mean, does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. It does. It's just a question that we have so much amount of debt that it should be like a
standard. I hear you.
All the debt, yeah.
All right, Victor.
That was just the point. And now I'm glad to hear that the kids are not liable for the parents' debt if they didn't co-sign.
All right.
So that would be ridiculous. Yeah.
Thank you very much. Victor and Redbrick, thank you so much for that. And Rian, I mean, from your side, your parting words then to the 702 and Cape Talk listeners?
I just want to stress it, Awungile, that the people must put their plans in place before the event happens. There's nothing you can do about it once the parent has passed on. You need to get those things in place ASAP, right away.
I hear you loud and clear. Richard, thank you so very much for joining us on the show this morning. We're looking forward to maybe chatting in the near future.
Thank you. My pleasure is all mine.
Thank you so much. Rian Verbeek, CFO at Momentum.